This song fucking slaps, baby.
You fuck to it?
Hell yeah, I do. I fuck my dog. My neighbor's cat.
What?
What?
Okay.
Hot dog!
Hey, everybody. Episode 69, Cup of Jokes podcast.
Hell yeah. We 69 with hot dogs.
Yeah, the reason we played a hot dog song is because Jake over here had how many hot dogs yesterday?
Seven.
Jesus Christ.
Well, this is what happened. I went food shopping. I bought all healthy food, and I was like, you know what I haven't had in a while?
Hot dogs?
A hot dog.
Seven hot dogs you ate?
Shut up and let me finish, you fuck.
All right, go.
Yeah, seven hot dogs.
Dude, come on, man. What is the...
Well, I had... Because they're not a lot. It's really small. I originally wanted to make Colombian hot dogs. You ever had one of those?
Yeah, it's when a Spanish chick comes over and yells at you.
No, not at all, you idiot.
Oh.
The fuck? It's a hot dog. You mix ketchup and mayo together, spread it on the bun, put the hot dog in there, put pineapple jelly on top, and then sprinkle crushed up chips on top of it. And I want to do that, and I bought all the ingredients, but they didn't have pineapple jelly.
Pineapple jelly?
Mad. So oh I bought all gosh. The ingredients for it, and I just was like, yeah, you know what? I'll make hot dogs. So I made three of them at first, and I was just like, three hot dogs. I was looking at them like tacos. Like, hot dogs are just the American taco.
Oh, boy.
Think about it.
Yeah, it's true.
It really is. It's the American taco. So I was like, oh, I have three tacos. I have three hot dogs.
Jesus.
And I had them, and I was like, wow, that didn't put a dent in me at all. So I had three more.
And then you were like, oh, fuck it. I had six. I'll just have one more.
Yeah, and then I was like, it was later. I was in the middle of filming, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make one hot dog for the road. That was my whole day.
Oh, God, dude.
It was just hot dogs.
Hot dog diaries with Jake Rica, everybody.
Yeah, and then this morning I had, in the pack, there wasn't that many left.
Yeah.
So what I did is I chopped them up and put them in a frying pan, and I put them in my eggs. So I had hot dog as the meat of my eggs.
Jesus Christ. Bro, I don't, you know, you're gonna, it's not good for you.
But yeah, Joe is trying to tell me that if I eat hot dogs, I'm gonna get cancer like now.
It increases. Yeah. Your risk.
It's the processed foods, right?
Stop eating hot dogs.
Okay, I never do. I had you can't just buy one hot dog. You have to buy a fucking pack.
Seven hot dogs. Bro, I don't even think people eat seven hot dogs in 6 months.
Yeah, they do.
Who?
People that buy hot dogs. There's so many of them at the store for a reason, because people buy them. I don't know. I don't never eat hot dogs, and I just was like, wow, this shit is good as fuck, and I just kept eating it. So it's not going to be a regular occurrence for me.
You know the last time I had a hot dog?
When?
Probably like fucking a year ago.
Where?
4th of July or something?
4th of July.
Actually, yeah. It's probably been 3 years since I've had a hot dog.
Probably have one at the 4th of July. Didn't your dad make hot dogs at the 4th of July? I know you made hamburgers.
Yeah, my mom made hamburgers.
Yeah, they were good as fuck.
Yeah,
I ate them.
Yeah, you had like five. God,
no,
dude.
I did it.
Yeah,
what?
You did.
No,
you had five hamburgers.
Oh, my God.
My mom ate 10. You ate 50% of them. Episode 69, popping off right now. So lots been going on in the news. Jake had a comedy show over the weekend. Joe got pulled over by the cops. Chris D'Elia is a fucking sexual predator. It's crazy.
It's nuts.
First, give a shout out to our sponsor, Clutch Charger, world's thinnest portable.
Clutch Charger, the world's thinnest portable charger. Check them out at clutchcharger.com and at all social media platforms at Clutch Charger. Also, Raise Energy.
Energy drinks, dude. They're
Raise
great.
Your awareness. R-A-Z-E. Check out Raise Energy on Instagram. And they are awesome. They're still giving away the a free pack of Raise Energy.
That's fucking awesome.
It's pretty dope.
I just can't get out of my head. You had seven hot dogs yesterday.
Yeah, I've never had that many.
I know.
Since I was a little kid.
It's embarrassing.
You never had a Colombian hot dog, though?
No.
They're so good.
They are pretty good.
They're so good. Oh. You haven't had one.
Why'd you say it like that? Say it again.
Because they're so good.
What the fuck? Okay. All right, stop.
You haven't had a Colombian hot dog the way I described it, the mix, the ketchup and the mayo with some pineapple jelly on top and the crushed up chips. Trust me, you will come in your pants. If you're a girl, you will grow a dick and you'll nut in your pants. It's beautiful.
Episode 69 is kind of perverted, so we can say that.
Yeah, it's 69.
Have you ever 69?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. Because they're mostly because I was on top and I suffocated. No, I'm kidding. Imagine that. She was like, I want to try it. Okay. Wah! Dive
you know
on top.
You know what I picture if you 69 a girl, if you go on the top, just like, you know how Shamu comes out and he lands on the platform at SeaWorld? That's you.
That's pretty good. Nah, I did it. It's just your... Because when you're doing it, your nose is like right in your ass.
I'm diving in.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was obviously the girl's on the top, but your nose is just right in their ass.
What if she farts, too?
Exactly.
Oh, God. That's gross.
It's just like a, it's just a danger zone. It's just way better positions. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
For sure. Get yeah. on your knees, bitch.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
That's mean.
I know. That's a derogatory statement.
It is.
Anyways, how was your comedy show over the weekend, dude?
It was great. It was in Leesburg.
Leesburg. That's in Orlando, Florida, if people don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't. No, it's not.
Well, it's near, it's around Orlando.
Yeah, it's about an hour away. It was by Ocala. It was.
How many hot dogs did you eat there?
None.
Sorry.
That's what made me think of hot dogs, though, originally. Because they had a place next door that was Chicago style hot dogs. I got a pita sandwich.
Is it coming with a gun?
No. But it's Chicago style hot dogs. And then I was like, you know what? I want a Columbia one. And the next day I went food shopping, bought a bunch of healthy shit. And I was like, you know what? Here comes the hot dogs, baby. And that's how I got there. But the Leesburg show was great. There was
75 people.
75 people, yeah, it was solid. Taylor Boyd put it together.
Yeah, okay.
They that's Orlando Comedy. If you look orlandocomedy.com, yeah, there'll be a bunch of shows. I got to host for Carmen Vallone, who was featuring.
How'd he do?
And he did great. And Dean Napolitano,
okay,
who killed, of course.
Yeah, he's great, man. Yeah,
it was a phenomenal show front to back.
Okay.
Everyone was drunk. It was a good time.
That's great, man. Fuck yeah. And comedy's starting to come back slowly. Yeah, dude. I think comedy will be back. And now that there's more coronavirus, dude, they're saying Florida could potentially be like a New York hot zone where there's just
it basically is
death and destruction everywhere.
Yeah, because we opened everything up.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Dude, every when I go out, I'm like one of at least before they made it required, I was like the only one wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
I just ordered. I got new masks in the mail, like reusable ones.
Yeah,
I'm excited for them.
I went downtown last night and the night before, and I wore masks. Me, Edwin, we wore masks. Mary.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of people not wearing masks. It was bizarre.
It's nuts. Kermit sent me a video. Kermit Gonzalez. He's been on the show before.
Yeah,
everybody.
Shout out to Kermit Gonzalez.
He sent me what's it called? He sent me a video of this guy walking into Walmart without a mask, and the Walmart employee stands in front of him, is like, "Sir, you need a mask," and he pushes him, and the dude who pushes him is like a little dude, and he falls.
That's so funny.
So let's imagine if someone walks up to me and pushes me, and they fall. And he gets up, and he's like standing in front.
Oh God.
Oh, it's so funny.
I don't know, man. It's weird because, like, think about it, like, oh, yeah, it's like wear a mask. It's like people on fucking motorcycles don't have to wear helmets.
Yeah, but that's different. It's their life in danger, not ours.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know.
You're not wearing a mask. You are not preventing yourself from spreading the disease if you have it. And most people haven't been tested, so most people, one of us could probably have it.
Right,
I would not be surprised if you have it, and
what?
I'm uncomfortable around you.
No,
you're out way more than
you have it.
You're out.
You're out of
time.
Shape.
Yeah, that means I'm more susceptible to the symptoms.
Yeah.
Because I'm fat. Just, you're always out. You're out. You went to a protest. You're Ubering with people.
Well, Black Lives Matter. I had to go support it.
No, but I'm saying is you're out twice as much. I'm like kind of, I'm comfortable around you a good amount of the time.
Well, anyways.
In lighter news, a large
pedophile?
Comedian is now being...
A
large pedophile.
So, Chris D'Elia is a big time comedian. Has a huge following on Instagram, over 2 million followers, and he's being accused right now, we don't know, of sending sexual pictures, exchanging conversations with girls that were underage.
I'm pretty sure it was asking for nudes from like underage girls.
Yeah.
But like the article I saw was like it showed him.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you go more in depth, I don't think people would be this pissed over nothing.
Yeah.
But the one I saw, he was messaging this girl, and then the girl was like, "Hey, I'm 16," and then the message just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So he was probably just like, "Oh fuck," mm-hmm. and then just stopped. It was like I had no idea. But then apparently there's like this overwhelming amount of evidence
that other girls that come
like
out.
Like so many. So I haven't looked it up. I don't want to touch on this. I don't know shit about it.
Yeah, it's not good accusations.
Yeah, especially because the way I became to know him was him pretending to be a pedophile and Workaholics. He literally played Topher.
And in the new movie, the new show You.
The new show You. But this is like before he was doing, well, he was probably doing stand-up, but before people knew him for a stand-up,
yes,
he had a small role in this one episode of Workaholics. That was so funny. It's like the gang, they're trying to catch a predator, and they join like a Justin Bieber message chat, pretend to be a little kid, and they message Chris D'Elia's character.
Yeah.
And they're like, "You want to come over and fuck?" And he shows up, and he's like, "What's up? I'm Topher." And he is the coolest pedophile ever.
Yeah.
And they want to hang out with him. They're like, dude, but he wants to bang little kids. Mm. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? But he's so cool. It's like the stupidest fucking episode ever. I think they took it off like Hulu and shit. But just like, because they're upset about what's going
on. My problem is his statement is kind of like weird.
His statement's weird?
Yeah, he said, I'm truly sorry. He said, I was a dumb guy who absolutely let myself get caught up in my lifestyle. Like, what does that mean? That's my fault.
It means that he's rich and everyone recognizes him and people want
to
bang him.
He's like, I've been reflecting on this for some time now and I promise I will continue to do better. And a lot of people were like, yeah, his statement is kind of like, not saying he's guilty of it, but it's like going down that path of like, man, yeah, I did some inappropriate stuff and I'm sorry. He's trying to put it in the past. I think in a couple months from now, people will forget it. But at the same time, fuck, it's raining.
Yep.
Yeah, I see rain.
Well, isn't this like a second Me Too wave, essentially?
I think so. There's a lot of girls coming out.
Because it's not just him, right? Aren't a lot of people getting caught for this shit?
Yeah, and that's why I'm glad I have a girlfriend. Right now, if me and you are sitting here, what if this happened to me? What's your reaction?
I talk to you first and try to figure out what the truth is.
Okay.
And then base it off of the evidence. And then
what if I was like, yeah, man, I sent my dick to a girl and I didn't know she was 15.
If you said I didn't know, then I wouldn't be mad at you, but I'd be like, fuck, dude, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Straightforward. I'd be like, yo, if you genuinely did not know that and you were telling me the truth, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be pissed at you. But fuck, dude, I can't do this with you. You're just gonna ruin me.
Because if I went to you and I was like, hey man, yeah, dude, I sent my picture to this girl. I knew she was.
Is that what he's gonna accuse of? He sent dick pics to like underage kids?
I'm not sure. I mean, it doesn't look good. I mean, we got to see more screenshots of the people that are posting him. But like, why wait 4 years to fucking? This girl waited like 4 years. It's so stupid.
I don't know. The only reason I could see why, if you were younger and you waited 4 years, was maybe you were younger and it happened to you.
Yeah.
And then you didn't really realize how fucked up the situation, how fucked up what was happening, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you get older and you're like, you read about it somewhere else and you're like, wait, that fucking happened to me.
Yeah, true.
And then you come out with it. That's what I would assume would happen to like the girl or the victim, if that's what you call it in this scenario.
If you came to me and you were like, hey, Joe, I've been sending pictures to girls that are underage. I'd be like, did you know they're underage? And you were like, yeah. I'd be like...
But why does my hypothetical character say, yeah, what the fuck?
No, if you... Like, we're just flipping roles for a second.
Yeah, but
I would say
you made mine way more worse than yours.
Well, if you were like, okay, well, if I said to you, yeah, Jake, I sent girls photos, I knew they're 15. And then you'd be like, fuck you. Bye.
Yeah, I'd be like, you're a fucking creep.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'd be like to you, I'd be like, yeah, man, I don't think I could hang out with you anymore. Why don't you go eat 7 hot dogs? And
7 hot dogs. let me buy you a prescription of hot dog weekly.
Yeah, I'd honestly say I hope you choke on a hot dog. Yeah, but I know you don't do that.
Or just like suck down cold hot dogs like Kobayashi, baby.
I know you don't send... Well, I know you're single, that's why. You gotta be careful. That's what I'm saying.
I don't send dick pics.
Be careful, Jake.
I don't ask for nudes either.
Be careful.
Okay, there's free porn.
Yes.
But why the fuck would I need a nude?
Why do guys send dick pics?
I don't know. They just want people. They really want to like, oh, we're going to have sex. Look, I can't even wait. Check it out. Like, you know, it's fucking weird.
I've sent dick pics. I have a dick pic on my phone right now. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, I can't show you.
You can't?
No, because what if you...
Oh, it was from when you were younger?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And it's just crazy.
No,
it's
a weird topic, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I've dabbled in it. Like, I when I was bouncing, I randomly had a girl. I've had people send me nudes a good amount. But I'm just like, all right, cool. Send me your address. Like, dead ass. But they're 8. It's when I'm in college and these girls are 18 to, like, 21,
yeah.
We're all the same age. That's a different story. This is, like, a 30-something, 35-year-old man texting a 16-year-old.
You know, like, they say...
So it's a completely different realm of fucked up.
Anything you send in an iPhone is stored in, like a cloud. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. If you have Messenger on your phone or TikTok, it's stored somewhere.
What if you got to heaven and, like... God pulls up all the stuff you've sent.
It's just like
scrolling stuff.
So you were looking at midget porn.
Hey, and based on what you sent determines whether you get into heaven or not.
But this is the worst part. He doesn't only just know what you sent. He knows what you were thinking. He knows who you were thinking about. Just like, well, oh, the postman.
I'm fucked.
Oh, my stepbrother's cat. sandpaper on my balls.
Sandpaper on my balls? Ouch.
The tongue.
Ooh, dude.
I don't know. I'm trying to be weird.
I'm
trying to lighten the mood by pretending to fuck a cat.
This is going to be random, but I've read like the tongue of a tiger when it licks like other animals.
Prey?
No, it licks other animals. It could take the skin off of it. Imagine getting your balls licked by a tiger.
I mean, imagine getting your balls licked off by a tiger.
As a fucking payback. That's what they should do. That's what they should do to fucking pedophiles. Convicted pedophiles. Bring them in a fucking room. Just have a contraption where their balls are spread and just the tiger on the bottom with peanut butter. And just.
We should give them. You take the pedophile. Put them. We should use pedophiles as experimental.
Into space. Don't say it.
What? What?
Oh, I thought we were on the same.
Pedophiles as experiments to learn how to grow dicks.
Oh, okay. I thought
you know what I mean. It's just like, all right, we're gonna inject your dick with this.
Yeah, yeah.
To one of two things is gonna happen. It's gonna grow, or your balls are going to explode. Gotcha. Let's give it a shot.
Ouch.
And then he's just like with his creepy mustache, just like,
oh man.
And then when your dick grows like two times the size, we kill him. It's the pedophiles.
They are pedophiles.
I don't know.
Like the convicted ones. You know what I mean? Like
not this. This is a different scenario.
Yeah, of course, obviously.
Like I'm pretty sure. I don't think.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it. I don't think he did. Did he get in trouble for? Did he actually bang a kid or something?
Crystal,
is that fucked up?
Nah, I don't think he did.
Okay.
But you never know.
I
thought you were going the route of space
when I'm talking about the people that get tested, I'm talking about like the camp counselor that was like molesting kids like on the daily.
Oh, he should get fucked in the
ass. You know
what
I'm saying? Like the rogue priest.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like touching kids and banging them. Like those motherfuckers. Yeah. Test them. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
You can't do that because then people are just going to accuse others of being a pedophile when they're not, and then people are going to get their dick injected when they don't need to be injected.
Yeah, that's true.
God, such a loophole.
Yeah, I know.
This
I hate it.
This is why I'm not in politics.
Yeah, me either. I'd vote for you.
Thanks, dude.
I'd vote a bill that would not allow you to have 7 hot dogs a day.
Yep. I was going to pass a bill to, instead of a stimulus check, free hot dogs for everybody. No one would need money. Just survive off hot dogs, you fucking idiots.
Do you remember Hot Dog Girl downtown?
Yeah, dude. I remember. We was back in the...
This is
back when movies were a nickel! We used to go downtown
this
all
is
time.
This is like 2 years
started,
ago.
And
got shit-faced drunk.
Shit-faced all the time. And there was a cute hot dog girl.
Cute hot dog girl. She was fucking downtown Orlando making hot dogs on a grill and everything. And I was shit-faced drunk. And I was like, I went up to her. We got hot dogs. And I was like, you're the cutest hot dog girl I've ever seen. Got her number.
Mm-hmm.
And then she texted me. She said, hey, how are you? And I said, who's this? She goes, it's Hot Dog Girl. I said, yes!
Nice!
I still have the text. I should post that.
And Joe had like before he was dating, he had like a thing for hot dog girls.
Oh, man.
He would like message me like, yo, I'm at Home Depot. I just fell in love.
Cutest hot dog girl. Yes, dude. I went to a Home Depot and there's another hot dog girl. I was like, what's going on with these hot dog girls?
Right?
There's hot dog girls everywhere. They're fucking hot.
I get it, though, because when I worked as a bouncer, there was a lot of hot dog girls.
Yeah, dude.
We used to have a hot dog stand and these girls were fucking gorgeous.
You know what it is?
I think they were just like
the
18,
owner.
19-year-old, and their parents owned it.
Yeah, their owner.
Like all work at this place.
The CEO is like, you know what? Let's fucking, it's a good marketing like campaign. You know what I mean? I feel like we're going to get struck by lightning.
Yeah, in the house.
So right now, we are live in Orlando, Florida, episode 69. Me and Jake are, and it's raining on Monday, June 22nd.
Look at that.
And ready to go.
Yeah, I think I hear lightning.
Oh,
my God!
Yeah, so June 22nd. And man, it's thunderstorming right now.
It's serious, bro.
Yeah, and
hell yeah.
Back to hot dog girls. So it's like it's a good thing, like hot dog girls, because like you see a girl making a hot dog, you're like, I wish it was my dick. You know what I mean?
What?
On the grill.
Oh yeah, like when people burn my dick and press it into a grill, and then put ketchup and relish and then bite it. What? Why would my dick? I do not want it to be a hot dog.
That's true. What do they make hot dogs out of? Pigs.
For real?
Why did I just ask you that but answer it?
Because you're dumb.
Yeah, it's true. Anyways, So episode 69. What's your craziest sex story you've had? Anything good?
Not really.
Yeah, me either.
The craziest one, I guess, this girl really liked
dick.
Watching her. It wasn't dirty. The sex wasn't the crazy part. It was just, it was a girl I met on Tinder, and we immediately we went out to eat, and we had day sex. She came over after
day sex,
and then the next I think it was like a day or two later.
Yeah.
I went to her house because she wanted to have sex at her place because she had a mirror next to her bed and she likes watching herself. Critique her form or something.
I had something that's similar happened.
Okay, so she's doing that, and this is the loudest person I have ever been with.
Wow.
Like, I literally, the tip is there. She's like, ah! Like, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Can you stop, please?
It was like, it threw me off. And then, what's it called? I remember when we went to her place after we finished the first round, I guess you want to call it. I go to the bathroom to pee.
Round
and
there two.
This fucking hog just on her mirror hanging off.
A dildo?
Staring me in the face, yes.
That's intimidation.
This gigantic dick. It was literally my forearm on her. Like, I'm just looking at it like, what the fuck did I do to you?
You were the warm-up.
Like, how did I even compete?
She faked it.
This was, no, but the thing was, she wasn't.
Really?
She said she has, like, this thing where it's super easy for her to orgasm. And I've never had anything like that. Like, I've had girls that are loud, and it happens, but this was, like, I was embarrassed of how loud she was.
Really? It's pretty good.
It was weird.
It's a pretty good story. Is there a tornado? What's going on outside?
Look. It's Florida, dude. Yeah, it's Florida.
We're in Florida?
No.
Yeah, true. Sex stories, I don't know.
Sex story, what's a weird one for you?
Fucking.
I had a girl, this one was kind of recent. She was like, she kept asking me to like hit her.
You should have punched her in the face.
No. No, but like, at first I was like, oh, she means like a spank or something. And I did it. She's like, that's it? I'm like, okay. She's like, harder. I didn't even feel that. I was like, my hand hurts. Like, what the
should
fuck
have smothered
is wrong
her with
you?
A pillow.
Really?
Not like that, but.
No, but some.
You know what you should have done? You should have put a fucking bricks of soap in a pillowcase and just smacked her in the face.
Just beat the shit out of her with soap.
Yeah, what happened to you?
Look this shit. I'm just jerking off while I do it. I don't know.
I don't know if I have.
It's fucked up.
I think I banged this girl one time and it was back to the mirror. So I had a similar thing in the mirror. So it was two mirrors back to back and I saw myself, but like it was like a seeing myself 10 times in mirrors.
Did you Christian Bale it? Did you flex?
No, but I thought like the guy from fucking the night. What's that movie? Fucking Night of the Living Dead. Not Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
I thought he was gonna. Yeah. So I thought he was gonna appear. He was gonna appear. He was gonna be like, "Don't come, don't come." And I'm like, "What? You know what I mean?
Do not come.
This.
You do not want to lose power.
We're gonna.
Our lights are flickering.
Our lights are flickering. There's a storm right now.
God damn it." I'm supposed to edit.
Dude, what's going on? Is there episode 69?
What do you mean? What's going on? It's just rain.
Yeah,
bro.
But it's so windy. Because you're facing the window. Your back is.
Looking over there. It's
You can see a little segment of.
Yeah, what? It's called a heavy ass fucking rain.
Anyways.
And the lights are flickering.
My dick is out.
It's kind of scary, right?
Yeah, it is kind of scary.
Right? Remember in the dishwasher that just popped open randomly?
Yeah, no, it's weird.
We got like spiders here.
This is crazy right now. So anyways, I got pulled over this weekend.
How'd that go?
Fucking, I was doing 25 miles per hour over 3:30 in the morning on OBT.
25 over on OBT. All right.
So I'm at a light and the cop is like coming the opposite direction and I saw a car U-turn. I didn't think anything of it. And then he, you know, like when they don't put their lights on right away, but they come up right behind you. And I knew it was a cop. I was like, fuck, it's a cop. Mm-hmm. And then he pulled me over and I was like, shit. Fucked. But I was Ubering at the time and I had my app open. So I rolled down all my windows, turn off my car, put my wallet, my keys on the dash, and I had my hands on the steering wheel so he feels unthreatened when he comes in.
Did you have your dick out?
No, but.
Should have.
I didn't.
That's
I know.
How I do it.
So he's like, he pulls me over and I had my license out already. He's like, hey, how's it going? How you doing, man? I was like, oh, good, man. I was just Ubering. He goes, yeah, man, caught you. You're going pretty fast out there. So let me see your ID. Hand him my ID. And then I was like, I'm so getting a ticket, man. And then I pulled out my phone, started recording it, and I was just like, I was like, fucking, I'm going to jail. I'm like, fuck this shit. You know what I mean? Just kidding.
goofing around.
Yeah, you know.
Just goofing.
And then he comes back, and then he's like, hey, man, you know, I could give you a ticket, you know, for like $200. And I was like, God, dude, this sucks.
Dude, I hate when you start whispering for no reason. Yeah,
why do I do that?
It's so fucking annoying.
Fuck, man.
I think you don't have confidence in the story.
So
I
then
think
he comes back, and he's like, fucking, hey, I'm going to give you a fucking warning. And I was like, I'll suck your cock off right now. You can come on my lips right now.
On my lips.
And then he let me go.
There you go.
And then I'm like, dude, holy shit. And then my friend messaged me, who's Spanish, and he goes, dude, you got white privilege. And he's like from Venezuela, or he's from Brazil. And he's like, nah, dude, it's American privilege. Because he got pulled over. He got like a $500 ticket.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because he was not from America.
And he didn't speak. He supposed to be driving?
No.
That's why.
Yeah.
You were doing everything legally, you just sped and you just complied.
That story sucked, dude.
It did suck. That's why you were whispering. You were like, made it funnier. And then this.
It wasn't really funny. I was just like, eh.
Reed just got here.
Shit.
Good time to wrap up. Yeah. You want to end on that bomb? Also, check out. Remember, we started our Patreon.
Check it out.
Yeah, patreon.com/cupofjokes.
Yep.
And we'll give you shout. Just look at the different tiers. You could support us for $1 a month.
Yep.
$3. We'll give you a shout out. We could shout out whoever you want on the podcast.
Yep.
And for a whopping
$5.
$5, baby. Big balling.
They can go live with us anytime they want.
Yeah, we'll fucking make an Instagram post about you and how. Oh, that's lightning is crazy. But yeah, check us out, patreon.com/cupofjokes. Check it out, sign up, and we'll bang you.
If you're an aspiring like artist, like we could post what? We could post something on like our story. If you want to go live with us, we could do that.
Yeah.
Is it starting to hail?
I think so.
Oh man, this house is gonna blow over.
Well, no, I have a funnel up top. This is how we don't have running water. I shower with rainwater. I soak it all in, and then I drink it, and then I pee it into a cup, and then I dump it all over.
Is that how this... What?